Continuing with patient Julio Davila, date of birth 12/01/23. Date chart number 7251, date of service January 24, 2013. Continuing in objective. Patient is accompanied at the interview with his wife, June, to fill in parts of his history and his current habits, period, paragraph. Patient, in addition to senile dementia, has hypertension and also takes medication for GERD and hypothyroid. Period. Paragraph. Patient can do most ADLs. The issue of continence is such that he loses his bowels about once a month without knowing about it. Otherwise, he can toilet himself, period. He wears a diaper because of hemorrhoids. He has internal and external hemorrhoids that have been a problem for a while, period. However, he saw Dr. Dooley in Albuquerque some years ago and did not want to go back to this doctor, period. So we will be following up so that his hemorrhoids can be treated by a GI doc here in Santa Fe, period. I will give his wife recommendations for that tomorrow, period. Patient is followed also by Michael Baten, B-A-T-E-N, MD, a neurologist in Santa Fe, period. He's seen both Dr. Baten and Dr. Josh Brown within the last year. Period, paragraph. Patient could benefit with occupational therapy. This is discussed with him and his wife. His wife does not seem to think he'll take to doing exercises, period. Wife is primary caregiver, period, although there are some other children in town, period. Patient does not go outside, so he gets little vitamins other than food, other from his food, period. He gets some disorientation, so he could not cope independently, therefore recommending that he have round-the-clock caregiving, carers, period. Patient enjoys watching TV less and less now because it's hard for him to process the information, period. He does enjoy going out to eat at restaurants and speaking Spanish with the employees there, period. They go to concerts and attend the opera, and he seems to not have problems sitting in a theater or concert hall for at least an hour and a half or so, at least, approximately, period, paragraph. Appointment is to familiarize the primary care practitioner with the patient so that we can be of use to him and his service at home. Period. Patient denies chest pain, fever, chills, palpitations, night sweats, or nausea or vomiting, period. objective, colon, vital signs, colon, weight, one forty-six, temperature, 96.4, blood pressure, 115/75, pulse is 70, oxygen saturation 95% on room air, period paragraph, HENT. Colon. No sinus tenderness to palpation, period, clear sclera, period, pale conjunctiva, period, neck is supple without thyromegaly or lymphadenopathy, period. Mucosa is moist and pink, period. Patient is bilaterally deaf and wears hearing aids in both ears. Period paragraph. Cardiovascular colon. JVP is flat bilaterally, comma, no carotid bruise. Period. Regular rate and rhythm. Period. S1-S2 without murmur or rub. Period paragraph. Colon. Chest colon. No cyclovic or lymphadenopathy bilaterally. Period. Lungs colon. Clear to auscultation with good air entry. Period paragraph. Abdomen colon. Self comma. Non tender comma. Non distended. Period. No ten. No more active bowel sounds, period, paragraph. Extremities, colon, pulses are palpable. Proximal tibial, dorsal, pedal, period. Muscle tone and strength in upper body is 4 out of 5, and lower body is 3 out of 5. No, period, no cyanosis or clubbing, comma, no lower extremity, ankle, or foot edema, period, paragraph. Neurologic colon, patient is alert and not oriented, period. He does not know his home address, period, nor his home telephone number, period. Cranial nerves 2-12 are grossly intact, period, paragraph. The patient denies depression, but his family members feel that this is not accurate, period. Patient with a history of prostate cancer and had seeding done in Seattle in 1990, approximately, period, paragraph. We will order labs for him, which his wife will pick up tomorrow. We will not test his PSA because in an 89-year-old man, it wouldn't matter if he had an elevated reading. Period paragraph with which the wife agrees. Period paragraph. Wife is appears to be comfortable with patient having having respite care and health and home health care twice a week for 4 hours. However, I am recommending that she have health care either have 3 times a week for 4 hours. Period. Paragraph. Assessment colon, well-developed, well-nourished, 89-year-old Hispanic male in no acute distress, or Latino male in no acute distress, period, paragraph. Number one, senile dementia. Number two, hypothyroid on medication number 3, hypertension number 4, vitamin deficiency number 5. Coronary artery disease, number 6. Gastroesophageal reflux disease, number 7. Fall risk, number 8. Syncope episode, number 9. Post-inflammatory pulmonary fibrosis, period. Paragraph next, smoking history, period, paragraph, alcohol history, period, paragraph. Plan, colon, paragraph, update data wizards. Both family and social history, period, paragraph, update doctor first, period, paragraph, change the medication dosages, period, paragraph, schedule appointment with colorectal GI doc for removal of hemorrhoids, period, paragraph, update problem list. Print out lab slip for wife tomorrow. Give wife copy of insurance statements for home health care, period, paragraph. Recommend physical therapy, in-home physical therapy, period, paragraph. Add vitamin D, 2,000 international units a day, period, paragraph. Continue healthy diet, vegetables and fruit. Continue activities that help stimulate the patient, which he enjoys, period, paragraph. Follow up in 1 to 2 months, period, paragraph. Likely in-home visits will be routine for this doctor, for this patient, rather, period, paragraph. Teach patient correct way to take thyroid medications, period, paragraph. Continue on dementia medication, Namenda, even though wife does not think it's effective, period. This drug is prescribed by his neurologist, period, paragraph. Over 50% of encounter for continuity of care, education, and a consultation, period, paragraph. Minutes, period, paragraph, time in, 4:45, time out, 7:15 p.m., a period, paragraph, end of dictation.